This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina 19/2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanoti vamwe vakarwa hondo vave kuda kutanga hondo.
Vanhu varamba vakamira nekuziva kuti vaMugabe is the right man for the job, and vanotungamiri wejekerere huri kudiwa nevanhu.
Vamwe vechidiki veZANU PF vanoti zvinotogona kuvandudza bumbiro kuti vaMugabe vatonge kusvika madhongi amera nyanga. Vanga vachiratidzira muAfrica Unity Square vosungwa nemapurisa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanonzi vayambira vamwe vesangano reZimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association kuti vave kuda kutanga hondo nekutaura zvekuti ndiana achatora chigaro chavo. VaMugabe vanonzi vataura mashoko aya kumusangano weCentral Committee webato ravo. Vanoruzivo nezviri kuitika vati vaMugabe vati kuita kwakadai ndiko kwakapa kuti paite hondo yegukura hundi. Vakarwa hondo vanonzi vari kutsigira mutevedziri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa, uye vari kunetsana zvakanyanya nevari kuzviti Generation 40, avo vari kunzi vari kutsigira amai Grace Mugabe. Mumwe mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPelekezela Mpoko vakayambira vakarwa hondo ava kuti vave kupinda nemwenje mudziva. Munyori mukuru wesangano revakarwa hondo vaVictor Matema Danda vati havana kupinda musangano uyu nekudaro hapana chavangataure pamusoro penyaya iyi. Hatina kukwanisa kubata mutauriri weZANU PF vaSimon Kaya Moyo, avanzi vanga vari mumusangano uyu. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vaClifford Mashiri.
Vari kuramba vakaburitirana makano pamusana pekusagadziriswa kuti vachasiyirwa masimba navaMugabe ndiani, nyaya inonzi pachirungu succession crisis yemuZANU PF. Nhau iyoyo haisati yapera, zvinoratidza izvo kuti kukakavadzana kuri kuitwa nezvipoka zvemuZANU PF zvinosanganisa Lacoste inonzi inomirira vaMnangagwa, koti G40 yakamirira mai Mugabe. Kukakavadzana kwavo kunoonekwa mukunge Central Committee yati iyo kukanganiswa kwakaitwa basa rekumasvingo ngakugadziriswe. Vanoti zvakakanganiswa kuti veG40 vakava vadzingwa, vanzi vadizovwa executive yavo, zvikanzi aiwa ngavadzokere pakare. Saka makakavadzana aripo pamusana pekuti achatorera vaMugabe simba ndiani.
Ko, tichitarisawo kunetsana kunotyisa kuripo pakati peZANU PF Youth League yakabatana nemadzimai dzimwe nguva, kana kuti Women's League nevakarwa hondo ava, muri kuona sei nyaya?
Zvinotyisa kuti pokana kwavari kuita nekupesana kwavari kuita ivo veYouth League vakabatana neWomen's League vachirwisana nemawar veterans, hazvina kunakira musangano weZANU PF. Zvinoratidza kuti vashaya gwara, uyezve nhau inongodzokera ipapo panyaya yekuti achatorera vaMugabe simba ndiani.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vaClifford Mashiri vari parunare kuLondon naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Mapurisa anonzi nhasi masikati asunga vanhu vari kuratidzira vachigara pamwe nekurara muAfrica Unity Square vane chitsama kusiya kwemadzimai maviri chete. Chiitiko ichi chinotevera kusungwa kwevamwe varume vashanu vanosanganisira Dr. Patterson Dzamara vanove munin'ina wavaitai Dzamara avo vasungwa pakati peusiku hwapfuura. Varume vashanu ava vanonzi vari kupemerwa mhosva yekubira mamwe madzimai maviri anonzi akapfuura nemunzvimbo iyi usiku vachibvunza nzira yekuenda kwamurehwa. Dr. Dzamara nevamwe vavo vanonzi vave kutarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare mangwana, asi pataenda pamhepo tanga tisati tanzwawo kuti vamwe vasungwa masikati aya vanzi vachaita sei. Nhengo dzemasangano anosanganisira reZimbabwe Activist Alliance, Occupy Africa Unity Movement pamwe neZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance dzakabatana nezvimwe zvisharo zveZimbabwe uye dziri kuratidzira kwemazuva 16 kunyunyuta kwadzo nezvadzinoti kutadza kutonga kwehurumende yeZANU-PF. Chiitiko ichi chabatanawo nekusvitsa mwedzi 15 mushure mekupambwa nekutsakatika kwavaitai Dzamara avairatidzirawo vari muAfrica Unity Square. Mukutarisa nezvenyaya iyi tabata nhengo yeOccupy Africa Unity Square Movement vachausinyoni kuti tinzwe mafambiro ari kuita zvinhu.
Kwauya mamwe madzimai emapurisa akapfekawo hembe dzavo dzetiri yunifomu, vakatakura zvimabhegi nezvihembe zvakabvaruka vachiti vari kubvunza rodhi yekuenda kwamurevo. Saka pavapiwa madirections yekuti vaende kunokwirirwa mabhazi mavo kunonzi kuna 40 kurengi, ivo vabva vadzika vachienda opposite direction ndobva vaonekwa vachimira nevamwe varume vaviri vavautsaura navo. Kwabva kwatobuda mapurisawo anga akawanda kuheji yakakomberedza Africa Unity Square. Madzimai aya ndobva atanga kumhanya achiridza mhere kuti mbavha mbavha, vachiuya nekwanga kwakagara vamwe makomuredzi vakomana nevasikana. Saka mapurisa abva auya akabva ati madzimai aya abirwa nevanhu vavapa madirection. Saka pakuchibvunzana nepakupindurana ivo vanga vachitoziva vanhu vavari kuuya, ndobva vatotanga kutobata Patterson Dzamara naPride nevamwe vakomana vachibva vatoti takuenda navo tavasunda. Mumwe comrade anova iye mutungamiriri weMCC National Youth Wing atorohwa zvokutokuvara ipapo nemapurisa achibva vadhonzwa ndobva vaendwa navo kusetrao.
Tanzwawo kuti masikati mapurisa ambouya vachiedza kubvisa vanhu nechisimba, ichokwadi here?
Haizo igaroziva ndozvavanogaroita mazuva ese kuti vakambozvifunza vanongouya vachida kuvhiringidza kodzero dzedu dzekugara mupaki.
Tinonzwawo kuti ivo urongwa hwenyu hwekugara muAfrica Unity Square hwaakukanganiswa nenyaya yekurwira masimba, zvakamira sei?
Handizvo pakuti kune makakatarwa emasimba, nekuti hakuna kumbobvira kwaitika makakatarwa, asi kuti kubva pakatanga kuuya vatapi venhau veZBC vachizotsvaga nhau, ndopakangotangawo dambudziko iroro rekuti paakubuda makuhwa, nekuti vatapi venhau veZBC ndo vari kufamba vachitaura nekunyora mumapepa nhau kuti mune makakatano emasimba.
Nhengo yeOccupy Africa Unity Square vachausinyoni vari parunare muHarare. Zvichakadaro, urongwa hwekuratidzira uhwu hunonzi hwaive kukanganiswa nekurwira utungamiri pamwe kuitika pakati pemasangano aya. Mumwe wevakatanga kuratidzira uku muzvare Linet Mudehwe veZimbabwe Activist Alliance vatenda kuti mune kusawirirana uye vanga vambomira kuenda kuAfrica Unity Square nekuda kwekusawirirana uku.
Mazuva maviri apfuura handisi kuenda kuAfrica Unity Square. Watakatanga chirongwa chekuti tazenge tichirara ikoko semazuva 16 kubva musi wa1 June kusvika musi wa16 June unove iwo Day of the African Child. Chikonzero chandambomira kuti ndiende kuSquare inhau yekuti pane vanhu vatakakoka kuti tishande navo vanove ivo veZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance neOccupy Africa Unity Square yakamirirwa naPatterson Dzamara, imwe yacho yakamirirwa naLinda Masarira. Paita kamusanzwisisana kakurwisana eza kufungidzirana kasina kunaka. Saka pane nyaya yakabuda muHerald iyo yandakange ndava kupomerwa kudzidhi ndakazviita. Saka ndakaona kuti muri vanhu vashoma, haigona kuzvishuvira ngekuti ndanga ndakutyira upenyu hwangu kuti pane zvaigona kuzviitika zvaizokanganisa upenyu hwangu nekuti for the sia Saturday naFriday mane ndakabirwa mafoni musure Monday manheru ndakabirwa ndiri ndega foni ndakagara nevamwe vangu pasina kana mumwe munhu auya saka zvairakidza kuti pakati pevanhu vakagara mumusqwea ndo pane munhu akandibira foni saka ndakapinda kuti kusuduruka ndichimbotora mapemo vanhu vachimboita kuti hasha dzavo dzikizikire ndaigona kuzobatsira asi ndiri kudzoka zvangu muzwana nhasi
ndiani wamanga muchinyanyonetsana naye pavanhu vese iwa
paita chikwata kunyanya chikwata cheoccupy africa and square avo vaitungamirwa naitai dzamara iri mhosva yekuti vane vanofunga kuti chese chinoitwa muafrica and square ivo ndo vanofanira kutitungamiri uye vobva vatotaura kuti zvinenge zvichifamba zvakadai zvakadai saka vanenge vanofunga kuti vane monopoli neafrica and square
uko mashoko akabudawo ekuti muri kunetsana panyaya yekutungamira nenyaya yemari zvakamira sei
panyaya yemari isu seZimbabwe Activist Alliance takafundraiser $50 cheche from mamembers edu asi homwe ndiri kungonzwawo sekungonzwawo kuri kuita munhu wese kuti panenge paita vanhu varida kubatsira nemari saka izvi ndofunga ndokuti vanhu vaide kubva varwisa kuti ini ndinge ndibuda musquare but so far handina mari ndandinoziva yakapiwa kuoccupation and handina wandakambotaura naye nezvenyaya dzemari.
Mutungamiri weZimbabwe Activist Alliance Muzvare Linet Mudehwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Bato reMDCT rinoti Governor weRBZ Dr. John Mangudya vanofanira kusiya basa nekuti vakundikana kugadzirisa nyaya dzekushomeka kwemari munyika. Bato iri rinoti kutyisidzira vemabhanga nevamwe vachiti vachasungwa kupedzera hoko padehwe reshinde. Vati vamangudya vari kungotevedzera zvakaitwa navai vegavhuna kare vaGideon Gono avo vakasiya nyika yaenda kumawere. Hatina kukwanisa kubata vamangudya kuti tinzwe divi ravo asi Marvelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 abata mutauriri weMDCT vaobert gutu.
Tiri kudaro nokuti Dr. John Mangudya munhu watinoremekedza zvikuru as a banker asi mazuva mashoma pfuura ava zvavava kuita kunyanyanyanya panyaya dzezvemabond notes avatatiwo achatanga muna October muna gumi guru gore rino nezvimwe zvavari kutaura vachityityidzira nokubvundutsira vamabhanga toona sekuti vamangunzya vanenge varashika gwara. Minguva tofunga kuti pamukuda semunhu anenge achishandavo nevanhu vezano vari kupindwa papuresha yakaoma asi tinoti ivo vamangudya ngavangorambawo vachingoita semunhu anoziva zvebanking. Tinovaziva vari munhu anoziva banking kubva vachiri kuCBZ kwamakore akawanda. Zvino zvava kutotishamisa sesu vamwe vanovaziva kuti ko vamangudya vavapindwa nei. Ndosaka tiri kuti vasvibisa zita ravo kana kuti vari kumanikidzwa nevanhu vezano. Toona kuti zvingabatsira kuti chimiro chavo chishoma chasara ichocho chirambe chakadaro ngavachisiyavo basi.
Imi seMDCT pane zvamuchaita here kuti muite kuti chichemo chenyu ichi chinzwikwe?
Isu tine nhengo dzakati wandei muParliament, mudzimba mbiri dzeParliament, muNational Assembly nemuSenate. Uyezve tinokwanisa kuti pari zvino tigadzirise atinotiwo mamotion, anonzi muchirungu mamotion, okuti vamangunzya titi zvava kuita semuri kuru weReserve Bank inofanirwa kunge inogadzirisa monetary policy yenyika zvavava kutaura kuti tichada kuti titorere maresinesi vanhu vemabhengi nokuvhundusira vanhu vemabhengi nokungovhundusira vanhuvo zvavo general members of the public. Saka tichaona kuti nhengo dzedu dzeparamende mamembers waparamende edu vachaita motion yokuti vamangunzya vakundikana ngavasiye basa.
Muri kufungidzira kuita izvi rini?
Pari zvino paramende yakatogara iri musession. Tiri kuti chero motion zvayo ikasabudirira nokuti hatina manhamba akawanda asi tinoti muchishona ashunya arwa.
Mutauriri weMDCT vaobert gutu vari parunare muHarare naMarvelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7. Mutevedzeri wasachigaro wesangano reZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission amai Nanete Silukuni vaudza vatori venhau nhasi kuti havasi kuzodzokera kumashure pachirongwa chavo chekuongorora mapazi ehurumende anonzi ari kuita zveuori. Izvo zvinotevera mashoko emutauriri wemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vaGeorge Charamba ekuti pane dzimwe nguva vesangano iri vari kukurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vadhumisane Mutombeni vesangano reZero Tolerance Wise Consultants.
Pamashoko akataurwa navacharamba, handina kunzwa vachiti Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ngaisaita basa rayo rainosungirwa kuita pabumbiro remutemo yenyika reconstitution yeZimbabwe. Havana kuti ngaisainvestigeta maparastate house. Ndinoimba kuti ndozvakonzera kuti paite kakusanzwisisa nokusanzwisisana uye kuti vanhu vamwe vanhu vanyunyute. Kunzwa kwandakaita ndekwekuti vaiti maitirwo azviri kuitwa havasi kugutsikana nazvo.
Tichitarisawo mutemo uripo iwoyo, mungati here imi unokwanisa kupa Zeki mukana wekuti iite basa rayo yakasununguka?
Todzokera paarticle 6 yebumbiro remubatanidzwa wenyika dzese repasi rose weUnited Nations Convention Against Corruption. Article 6 ndiyo inoestablisha mabodies akaita sezekaya anonzi pachirungu mapresentative anti-corruption bodies. Anosungirwa kuti ave neindependence, vave vakazvimiririra vakasununguka kuita basa ravo. Zvinova izvo zvatakatorawo tikaisa muconstitution yenyika.
Vadhumisani Mutombeni vesangano reZero Tolerance Wise Consultancy vanga vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Gurukota rezvedzidzo vaLazarus Dokora nasi vaudza komiti yeparamende inoona nezvedzidzo kuti zvikoro zvose zvemunyika, zvingave zvehurumende, dzisvondo kana zvakazvimirira, zvinosungirwa nemutemo weNational Education Policy kuona kuti vana vese vaita National Schools Pledge uye vati bazi ravo rinotarisira kuti zvikoro zvose munyika ndozvazviri kuita kubvira pakatanga kotoro yechipiri pachitorwa danho irori. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vadokora vange vakokwa nekomiti iyi kuti vazotsanangura nezvenational pledge zvichitevera kuchema-chema kweveruzhinji munyika kubvira pakanzi nebazi ravo zvikoro zvese zviite national pledge kutanga kwekotoro ino. Vadokora vati hwaro hwenational schools pledge hunobva munhungamidzo kana munhanganyaya preamble yebumbiro remutemo iro rakadzikwa makore matatu apfuura. Vadokora vanotsanangura kuti national schools pledge inoita kuti vana vechikoro vaite chidzidzo chekukudza nyika yavo, kushanda nesimba pamwe nekuremekedza nekuchengetedza upfumi hwenyika yavo. Vaenderera mberi vachiti National Schools Pledge iri paurongwa hwekuvandudza dzidzo munyika uhwo huchangotanga kuitwa nehurumende.
Takaitawo pedu dzimweni dzenguva zvinotadza kukwana nokushayikwa kwemari, asi basa takaita nemwoyo wese, ende tinotarisira kuti gore rino ndo rimwe ratiri kufamba naro tichitaura chete kuti zvichauya izvi zvakadai, zvichauya izvi zvakadai.
Asi nhengo dzeparamende dzavo dzavadokora kuti chisiri kufadza veruzhinji inyaya yekuti vakangoita fungira mwoyo rwendo rwembwa. Asiwo vati aya manyepo, sezvo vati vakafamba nenyika yese vakasangana nevanhu vanodarika miriyoni vachiziya nezvenyaya iyi. Imwe nhengo yekomiti vaTrevor Saruaka veMDC inotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai vabvunzawo vadokora kuti pane urongwa here hwekucherechedza vanhu vakaurayiwa munguva yekukuraundi nekisawo zvido zvevamwe vanhu. Asi vadokora varamba kupindura mubvunzo uyu vachiti nyaya iyi yave kumatare edzimhosva pavabvunzwa kuti sei nhengo dzeparamende nevashandi vehurumende vasingaiti national pledge kana yakakosha sekutaura kwavo. Vadokora vati nhengo dzeparamende dzakasununguka kuita kana dzichida vachiti ivo vanotaura pamusoro pebazi ravo chete. Vadokora vati bazi ravo richatanga makwikwi munguva pfupi inotevera ekunyora national schools pledge nemitauro yese 13 iri mubumbiro remutemo wenyika. Vabereki munyika vane maonero akasiyana-siyana pamusoro penational schools pledge, uye vamwe vakaita savajerichi wavati havana chavanoona chakaipa panational schools pledge.
National pledge tingati chinhu chinongoitwawo kune dzimwe nyika chatanga tasarira kuti tinge tichitora tichichiitawo.
Kutaura kudai pane mumbereka akatokwidza nyaya yekudare repamusoro soro reconstitutional court achiti national pledge iyi inokanganisa kodzero dzake semukristo. Ndakamirira studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chipera.
Kunyange hazvo ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rwakanganwa nezvehonde yerusununguko kuvagari vekumukumbura mudunhu remashonaland central. Nyaya yehondo iyi inyaya ichiri kuvashungurudza zvikuru nekuda kwezvimbambaira zviri munharaunda yavo. Mutori wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Sangano rakazvimirira reHalo Trust nderimwe remasangano ari kubvisa zvimbambaira kumusha wemukumbura. Studio 7 yakashanyira nzvimbo iyi ikaona vashandi vesangano iri vari mubishi kubvisa zvimbambaira izvi zvinova zvunhu zvafadza vagari vemunzvimbo iyi. Vanowo Piroro, mumwe mugari wekumukumbura, vanoti kubviswa kwezvimbambaira munzvimbo yavo kuri kuvasunungura sezvo vange vasingachakwanisi kufamba munzvimbo yavo vakasununguka.
Kubviswa kwezvimbambaira kuri kubatsira zvakanyanya kwazvo kubva zvipfuyo zvevanhu zvaikwara nezvimbambaira, bati pari zvinhu zviri kuchengetedzeka zvakanaka. Ndoimwe poindi yekutanga. Vanhuwo zvakare vari kuwanawo nzvimbo dzekurima dzinge dzabvisa zvimbambaira zvaidziya.
Izvi zvakatsinirwa navamichael Murinyu vanogara mudunhu rekwakapfudza mumukumbura makare.
Mune zvirema zvakawanda ende minda ndomatinorima imomo, ndokwatinonwa mvura. Saka kubviswa kwezvimbambaira ndokuti kuita zvinhu zvakanaka kuti chiyaunyawo kugarwa zvakanaka.
VaJuly Picture Knowledge vanova mukuru anoona nezvekubviswa kwezvimbambaira musangano rakazvimirira reHalo Trust vakataurira Studio 7 kuti pachine basa guru riri kuda kuitwa, vakati kushayikwa kwemari ndiro dambudziko guru ravanosangana naro.
MuHalo Trust takapuwa stretch ye 417 km frontage kubva kuchidodo kusvika kuna Rwenya, ndonzvimbo yakapuwa HALO Trust. Saka takatsvaga nzvimbo dzine concern, dzine kudzivirirwa kwakanyanya kwevanhu. Saka ndodza takakasika kupinda. Saka takatanga nenzvimbo yekapfudza, tikabvapo tikapinda mafoya, tikapinda magomo, izvo zvitiri kuchimushonga. Saka machallenges atinawo seorganization iri kubvisa zvimambaira ichallenge yekuwana madona.
Zimbabwe ndeimwe yenyika dzichine zvimbambaira zvakawanda zviri pedyo nemisha inogara vanhu. Ndakamirira Studio 7 kumukumbura, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vanhu vanodarika zviuru gumi nezvina vari kutarisirwa kuenda kuFreedom Hall kurufu rweshasha yetsiva Muhammad Ali kuLouisville, Kentucky muAmerica mangwana. PaFreedom Hall apa ndo pakarwira Ali mutambo wake wekutanga muna 1960. Boka revechidiki rezano PF Youth League kumanikaland rinoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kutonga kusvika madhonga ameranyanga. Boka iri rinoti kana zvichibvira kutovandudza bumbiro remutemo zvinofanira kuitwa. Izvi zviri kushorwa zvakanyanya nevamwe munyika vanoti kudzorora utongo weJekerere kumashure. Mukuziya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika Mutsvare Gladys Hlachiwayo uye sachigaro wezano PF Youth League kumanikaland vamuuso Chingono. Blessing atanga nekubvunza vachinguno nezvekurudziro yavo iyi.
Tiri kudaro nepamusana pekuti vamugabe vane utongi hwejekerere, vari kutonga nyika zvakanaka, upfumi hwamaoko evanhu vatema, minda takukontrola isu vanhu vatema, mune runyararo munyika, zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka.
Muzvare Hlachiwayo, munoti kudini mashoko mukoma mubusa?
Mashoko ari kutaurwa nemukomana uyu mashoko anotyisa, uye mashoko atisingatarisiri kuti seZimbabwe inotaura iyo tikatarisa mafounding provision ari muconstitution yedu
ma founding values, ma founding principles. Anotaura iyo kuti Zimbabwe is a unitary, democratic and sovereign republic. Nishida kunyonyo underline pakanzi democratic. Mashoko ari kutaurwa aya anotora masimba muvana veZimbabwe. Nekuti vana veZimbabwe vanofana kunga vane nguva yavano vanofana kupiwa mvumo yekusarudza mutungamiri wavanoda pamakore mashanu oga oga. Zvavakutaurwa izvi zvekuti mutungamiriri anofana kuramba angoripo narini narini. Zvinotoita go against constitution. Inopa iyo mutungamiriri matemu maviri.
Mukoma Chinguno, munotenderana nazvo here?
Handi chekutanga tiri kurasika hanzvadzi yangu. Tiri kuenda kuma elections 2018. Saka zvatiri kuenda kuma elections 2018 hatisi kuimposa vamugabe asi seZANU PF tisu isu tiri kuisa vamugabe secandidate yedu. Hatisi kutyora democracy because vamugabe ndo vakatounza democracy muZimbabwe. ZANU PF ndo yakatounza utongi wejekerere muZimbabwe. Kuti tinge tine ma opposition parties kunge kuine ma elections kutobudikidzane kutungamira kwaita vamugabe armed struggle tichizounza independence. Saka point yedu isusu vechidiki tiri kuti ZANU PF Manikaland Youth League iri kuti seZANU PF tiri kumisikidza vamugabe secandidate 2018. Rimwe bato rakasununguka kufielda any other leader wainoda. Toenda kuma elections atinoziva kuti nesupport na vamugabe munyika yeZimbabwe kubudikidza nekugona kutonga kwaurita nyika tinohwina zvakare with even more seats. Nyaya yekuti constitution inoti chii? Constitution inoiswa nevanhu, inoamendwa. That's why kune maamendments anoendwa kuconstitution. Saka zviri pari kuvanhu again kuti kana tichida isusu sekuwanda kwatakaita nepopulation yedu tinogona kuamenda constitution toita referendum kana vanhu vakada kuti vamugabe vapfudze two terms sekuze kwanoita kuti vanowada zvinogona kuitika.
Muzvare Chatwai.
Zviri kutaurwa nehanzvadzi yangu izvinhu zvinoshamisa. Chekutanga chaari kutaura ari kuti anzi hondo yakarwiwa navamugabe. Handizivi kuti akazviwane zvinhu zvake izvozvo. Hondo yechimurenga yakarwiwa nevana veZimbabwe. Ivo vakarwa chimurenga. Hapana munhu asina kurwa hondo. Munhu wese akanga ariko nguva iyoyo ane chaakaita kuti chimurenga chienderere mberi.
Nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwo enyika. Muzvare Gladys Sachwayo vari parunare muHarare. Manzwa okubva kuna sachigaro weZANU PF Youth League kuManikaland vamubusa Chingono vanga vari parunare kwaMutare. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 ndianga achikokera nhaurirano iyi. Muchirongwa chedu cheWomen's Round Table na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yechikafu pamwe nechirongwa chekushayikwa kwemari nepamwe nekushayikwa kwemari zviri kuitika munyika. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanoti vamwe vakarwa hondo vave kuda kutanga imwe hondo pakukurudzira kwavari kuita kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavo kana vasiya chigaro. Vamwe vechidiki muZANU PF vanoti zvinotogona kuvandudza bumbiro remutemo kuti vamugabe vatonge kusvika madhonga ameranyanga. Vanga vachiratidzira muAfrica Unity Square vanosungwa nemapurisa. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio7@voanews.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiya mina ndimi yake Mwakalele na Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, June 9th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And this is Ndimiyake Mwakalielie.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Police arrest protesters at Africa Unity Square in Harare.
Five of them have been taken. Among them is Patton, Pride Nkono, and another comrade.
Zimbabwe's education minister says the newly introduced controversial national pledge is here to stay as it's part of its education policy.
Villagers start accessing fields following the removal of landmines planted by the Rhodesian security forces.
Grazing land is now in abundance, and the access to water near Mukumbura River, it is now clear because the mines are now removed.
And a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development says lifting targeted United States sanctions will strengthen President Mugabe's rule.
Lifting sanctions at this time will merely strengthen Robert Mugabe and the cabal around him by providing a major propaganda victory. The regime will claim that it has vanquished its imperialist oppressors and it now has formal American endorsement.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Police have arrested at least five people protesting against Zimbabwe's deteriorating social and economic situation at Africa Unity Square in Harare, some of them believed to be civic society activists planning to camp at the place for 16 days and 16 nights. This comes amid reports of conflicts among some of the activists drawn from the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, Occupy Africa Unity Square movement, and the Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance camping there. Patson Zamara, brother of abducted political activist Itai Zamara, is among those said to be in police custody. Police were not available for comment. Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Charles Nyoni of Itai Zamara's Occupy Africa Unity Square, who claims that some of the protesters are spies planted by the state.
It's just unfortunate that this event took place in the early hours of the morning last night when the state decided to engineer some theatrics of their tricks to try by all means to deceive us and throwing a cat among the pigeons. But unfortunately, their tricks will not work because what happened in the early hours of the morning is two police women dressed like civilians came asking for directions to Murewa. And when they were given the directions where they were supposed to go and get transport at Fort Bus Terminal, they decided to go the opposite direction and met up with the two male officers in the center of the square. They deliberated for a few minutes and then they started running and screaming that they've been robbed coming the direction where the occupiers were, which resulted in police who were actually hiding in the bushes close by springing up and coming to arrest some of our comrades. Five of them have been taken. Among them is Patton, Pride Nkono, and some other comrades.
And that was Occupy Africa Unity Square movement member Charles Nyoni. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe Activist Alliance founder Linette Mudewe has confirmed to Studio 7 that there is now a misunderstanding over the leadership of the 16 days and 16 nights at Africa Unity Square.
It's very unfortunate that when people are invited to come in solidarity for a project, they then muscle, wrestle, and want to control it. That's very unfortunate because no one was supposed to be tackling to be wanting to control. We should have been complimenting each other, recognizing that Zimbabwe Activist Alliance are the ones who initiated this project. So the partners, Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance and Occupy Africa Unity Square, are largely represented by Patson Zamara. We're just supposed to realize that this was a ZA initiative and they're coming in to support. It was just for 16 days and 16 nights. And ZA has created an agenda that we shared and believed in. So for them to now come, for other people, partners, to come and change the agenda and want to have their own film, it is very unfortunate. It was very, very unfortunate.
That was Zimbabwe Activist Alliance founder Lynette Mudewe on the line with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri.
Despite a huge public outcry over the recent introduction of a national pledge in all schools in Zimbabwe, Education Minister Lazarus Dokora says it is mandatory under the national education policy for all schools in the country to ensure that pupils recite the pledge. Reporter Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
Dokora, who was giving evidence on the National Schools Pledge in Parliament today, told the Education Parliamentary Committee that there was wide consultation before the pledge was implemented.
I have approximately 8,600 schools and some 4.2 million school children. We expect that with effect from 3 May, this is what they are doing.
He said the National Schools Pledge, which is part of the ongoing curriculum reform in the country, is meant to build in learners a sense of commitment to national values, dignity, respect for national heritage, and a sense of stewardship over national resources.
We have not done that which has not been done by other nations. We are simply coming on board when other nations have had these pledges already as they develop their young generations.
He said the National Schools Pledge was derived from the preamble of the Constitution, which lawmakers passed 3 years ago. But lawmakers said, while it may be a noble idea, the outcry was largely because parents felt they had not been consulted. Lawmaker Trevor Sarwaka of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Morgan Tsvangirai asked the minister if he could consider amending it to include remembering those who died during the Kukurahundi era.
There's been a major outcry over the introduction and imposition of the national pledge. Would you consider taking this matter for a referendum so that you get the buy-in from the generality of Zimbabwe that indeed this is the way they want to take? This is not a small matter in that it seems to affect on the core beliefs, the families.
But Dokora said there was nothing more he could say as the matter is still being handled by the country's courts.
In fact, that was the second honourable member who asked, sought the inclusion of the Kukurahundi aspect and then the imposition of the Christian beliefs. I want also to say, Honourable Chair, that the matter has also been set down for termination at the Constitutional Court. So I would not express myself beyond what I've just done.
Asked why the pledge is not being performed by lawmakers and civil servants, if it was that important, Dokora said it was up to them to recite it. He said his ministry would be launching a competition for translating the National Schools Pledge in the country's national languages, including sign language. Dokora dispelled reports that the ministry was introducing uniforms for teachers and banning Scripture Union in schools, saying it was all not true. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.
In a related development, students under state-sponsored scholarships in Algeria, Egypt and Russia have dismissed as misleading claims by Deputy Education Minister Godfrey Gandiwa that they have been finally paid annual stipends amounting to $3,000 each. Gandiwa told the Independent Newsday newspaper that the government has mobilized and released $1.2 million for the students that claim to have been reduced to beggars. The students told Studio 7 yesterday that some of them are now engaging in prostitution and other shady activities in order to survive outside Zimbabwe. Dismissing the deputy minister's claims, some of the students alleged that they have not received a cent from the government since January 2014. Efforts to contact Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo were fruitless as he was not reachable on his mobile phone. Professor Moyo had not yet replied to a tweet on this matter at the time of going on air.
Six years after independence, villages along the Zimbabwe-Mozambique border are still being seriously affected by landmines planted during the War of Liberation of the 1970s by the Rhodesian security forces to stop freedom fighters from entering the country. In several areas, some of the minefields are being cleared by a non-governmental organization, which is giving the villages a new lease of life. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa visited one of the demined areas and filed this report.
Most of the areas worst affected by landmines planted by the Ian Smith regime include Mukumbura communal lands, Sheba Forest, Bema Valley, Rusitu to Muzite Mission, Sango Border Post to Crooks Corner and Border Streams. Some organizations clearing the landmines in Mukumbura say undetonated mines in the area are very dense, unfenced, and situated close to homesteads, schools, and clinics, and as a result are still seriously affecting the lives of local people. Several lives have been lost in the past as villagers have tried to use hoes and shovels to dig the landmines. Some villagers have also lost a lot of livestock, a source of livelihood in this border area. A non-governmental organization, Halo Trust, has brought hope to villagers in Mukumbura communal lands as it is in the process of clearing the minefields using modern technology. Halo Trust has cleared about 25 kilometers of the 400-kilometer stretch occupied by local people. Some of the villagers say they are now accessing their fields, grazing land, and a local river full of fish in cleared areas. One of the happy villages is Shepherd Madzengerere.
Grazing land is now in abundance, and the access to water near Mukumbura River, it is now clear because the mines are now removed.
Another villager, Michael Mourinho of Kafudza village, concurred, adding that the minefields have seriously affected their lives.
Some of the locals are benefiting more, or we can simply say three or four the benefits. Firstly, the areas which are being cleared is given to the locals for farming production, and even their livestock, they are having good grazing areas.
July Picture Knowledge, the demining manager of Halo Trust, said they are expected to demine a 400-kilometer stretch along the border area.
We have a challenge of these minefields. Some have got deeply buried mines, and these minefields are barring people to cross from one point to another, especially from their villages to the grazing land, water points, and the field. So those are the challenges, and it's an economical barrier to the local resident. They cannot farm. They cannot even breed their own things. So all these things, it's an economical barrier. In those areas where we have cleared, it means people are happy. They have access. They are going to increase their land of production. We have cleared 27.9 kilometers free of mines. That land is just awaiting for a Zimbabwe Mining Action Center to surrender it to the government so that we'll have land release. Out of 417, we're talking of 380 kilometers left.
Tom Deeb, Halo Trust Program Manager, noted that they needed more resources to demine the border area.
With regards to the effect the mines are having on the community, they were really set up as a complete barrier along the minefield, along the border between Zimbabwe and Mozambique. The aim at the time being to stop freedom fighters crossing out of the country to get training, and then once they'd been trained to cross back into the country again with training and with equipment. And as such, it really is this hundreds of kilometers of physical barrier. What we find after the war is that people have come back and they find that one side of the road is a minefield and the other side of the road they're free to live. But very often their fields and the water sources are on the far side of the minefield. So we have big communities separated from their land, separated from water. And you know, the only really way to free that up is to clear the mines. So you know, that is what we're doing. In addition to just blockage of access to land, even with safe paths, people can use the paths, but we find that cattle can't. What we need to do is try and increase the size of what we're doing and perhaps look at smarter ways of doing some of the tasks. For instance, bringing in machines to deal with areas of high metal contamination or deep buried mines. At the moment, we're struggling through that with manual deminers, which is possible, but it's slow. And there are better ways, so we're currently seeking funding to do that.
Halo Trust estimates that over 1,550 people have been killed by the landmines from the time they were planted by the Rhodesian security forces. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
on the internet. Find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
some Zimbabweans condemn calls by ZANU-PF youth for President Mugabe to rule until he dies in office.
And a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development says lifting targeted United States sanctions will strengthen President Mugabe's rule.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
About 14,000 people are expected to gather to mourn the death of Muhammad Ali at a traditional Muslim memorial service, which will be broadcast live on television and streamed live online. The midday service in Louisville, Kentucky, will be held at Freedom Hall, where Ali fought his first professional fight in 1960.
The African Union force in Somalia says soldiers killed more than 100 Al-Shabaab militants who attacked a military base today.
And U.S. President Barack Obama says his role in this year's election to pick his replacement is to remind Americans that the presidency is a serious job.
Calls by ZANU-PF Youth League members in Manicaland province for President Robert Mugabe to rule until he dies in office have attracted scorn from members of the public and opposition parties and support among some ZANU-PF activists. Responding to a Studio 7 Facebook page thread on the youth's suggestions that Mr. Mugabe should rule for life, one of the opponents, Tayad Chikwata, said there's need for leadership renewal in Zimbabwe in order to take the nation to the next level. Chikwata was among at least 70 respondents who urged the president to pave way for a new leader. But some respondents like Shine Kutama and Edwell Baba Sakutukwa supported the ZANU-PF youth, saying Mr. Mugabe should rule until he dies in office. Two ZANU-PF factions are currently fighting to succeed the president, with one of them already having endorsed Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa as Mr. Mugabe's heir apparent. This act, the Manicaland youth that are said to be backing First Lady Grace Mugabe for the presidential seat. For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached Obed Gutu, MDCT spokesperson, and Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chairperson. Gutu said the ZANU-PF youth are daydreaming.
Of course, I'm sure they are smoking something that is very harmful to their mental health. I mean, for anyone who says that a 92-year-old man, soon to be 93, should rule for life, I believe that obviously they are not serious. I think that's a joke that is not funny. It is not a secret that President Robert Mugabe is a very old man. I mean, he has had his time. They are not even aware that constitutionally he can only do 2 5-year terms. But they say even if he goes for the second term, assuming that he wins, because they obviously are planning to leave in 2018, they are saying if he is alive in 2023, they say he should continue until he dies. So that means, assuming he lives for until he's about 120, 130 years. You know, his mother, Mbuya Bona, died at 103 or even 104 years. They say for as long as he's alive, he should be the president of Zimbabwe. And they say if need be, if he's alive, if the constitution has to be amended to accommodate him, so be it. That is what the ZANU-PF youth are saying. And I'm saying, look, whoever is advising these kids, these youth, obviously, is doing a very bad job.
So, Mr. Mangwana, you know, some of these kind of discussions actually may have a very serious impact on Zimbabwe. Like when we talk about the president ruling for life and all those kind of things, what do you think really should happen? Because some people are demanding that the president should leave anyway.
It's not for anyone to demand that the president should leave. The people who determined in 2018, we go to polls, then the people would say the president has to leave. They can only do that in the ballot box. We cannot subvert the will of the people that was expressed in 2013. The people expressed...
No, 2013, there was no will of the people. It was rigged. It was rigging.
We cannot go down. We cannot go down in those circles, Comrade Goody. It's pointless. You know, we differ there, and we will not achieve what this particular discussion is supposed to achieve. And we have to make a difference. We have to make a distinction, rather, between political bluster and a political narrative which is set for the party. For example, I'll give you an example of a political blaster is the MDC saying Mr. Tsvangirai would only relinquish power in the MDC when he has been to State House at least once. There are people that are saying that. But it doesn't mean that's the position of Mr. Gutu or anyone else. This is political bluster. So it doesn't mean that if Mr. Tsvangirai fails to get to the State House in 50 years' time, he will still be leading MDC. Again, that's political bluster. What does ZANU-PF want? ZANU-PF has got a Congress scheduled for 2019 in which we will go back and decide whether we want another leader or not.
And the re-election
Zimbabwe itself has got an election scheduled for 2018 in which the people of Zimbabwe will choose.
I don't know, could I chip in there?
No. Mangwana, let him chip in.
Look, we are looking at Mr. Mugabe's age. Look, I was looking at him yesterday on television at the News Hour. I say to myself, look, if I had access to this gentleman, who happens to be Muzuguru Wedu, because I am his Zeguru, I would really tell him to say, Muzuguru, I think you've had your time. Because all we are saying is, we should feel pity for him. He's an old man. You can see he's even struggling to walk. And for people to force that old man to still hang in there, they are doing it not for the benefit of the country. They are doing it not for the benefit of the nation. They are doing it for their own selfish reasons. These are people who are taking advantage of Mr. Mugabe's frailty. They know that whilst he's there in that condition, you can let them do what they want, do all the looting. And these are actually dangerous people. These are not patriots. So we are saying, for those of us who genuinely care for Mr. Mugabe because he's my guru, we would want him to retire and enjoy his retirement, not for people to force him to hang in there when he's clearly unable to hold on to power.
Mr. Mangwana, are you holding the president to some kind of, you know, ransom?
No. The president is being held to ransom nobody. The president is a willing leader, unlike others who are reluctant leaders. He is a willing leader who is elected by the people. Let's go back to the people in 2018. We are not too far off. It's exactly 2 years, I think, around now. So we go back to 2018, and the people determine. If the people say, oh, President Mugabe, it's high time you rest, so be it. But if the people say, okay, old as you are, fragile as you might look, let's go back to State House, so be it again.
Give
that laugh.
Why are people afraid of the will of the people?
I'm actually surprised that this is coming from Comrade Mangwana. He should know better.
Mr. Gute and I are two people here. Two people. There are over nearly 7 million registered voters in Zimbabwe. So we're simply saying, let's go back to the 7 million voters in 2018 when the time is up, according to the Constitution. We both, Mr. Gude and I, we both respect the Constitution. So let's just go back to what the Constitution prescribes, and we do that. That's all. That's all we're asking for.
And that was Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chairperson, speaking with Studio 7 from London. You also heard from Obed Gudu, spokesperson of the MDCT formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai. Both spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. Don't miss the second edition of this interview, focusing on constitutional provisions governing presidential limits.
Now, of course, we all know that our constitution has no age limit regarding the president. I mean, you can be president, at whatever age, which is unfortunate. But anyway, that is what the constitution says. Our argument is saying, look, Mr. Mugabe is soon going to be 93. He's going to be 93 in early 2017, in February 2017. Look, he's an old man. If you look at him today, you actually feel pity for him to say, this is the man whom people are saying he should continue leading ZANU-PF.
So he has got that term. Let's not subvert the constitution. He has got the term 2018. The decisions he are saying, if you are seeing that the man is withered and tired and whatever you say, that's the whole point of going back to the people to say, do you renew the mandate or not? If the people say, no, we cannot renew this mandate, fine. But if the people say, as he is, let's go, then let's go.
Don't miss this interview tomorrow here on Studio 7.
Zimbabwe is one of 9 countries in sub-Sahara Africa currently under targeted United States sanctions, and a hearing here in Washington Wednesday sought to explore their effectiveness or necessity. One of the witnesses at the hearings advocated for the continuance of targeted sanctions on Zimbabwe.
Right now, the United States has targeted individual sanctions in place for 9 sub-Saharan countries: Burundi, Central African Republic, Cote d'Ivoire, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, South Sudan, and Zimbabwe. We also have arms export restrictions in place against most of these countries.
In opening the discussion on U.S. sanctions policy in sub-Sahara Africa at the U.S. Congress yesterday, Senator Jeff Flake, Republican Senator for Arizona, said he wanted to determine their effectiveness.
Today we aim to step back and explore the effectiveness of some of these efforts. We'll examine the recent track record of sanctions in Africa, when they've proven to be a useful tool in achieving our policy objectives, and under what circumstances they are falling flat or causing unintended consequences.
Responding to these questions, four experts on Africa, including Todd Moss, Chief Operating Officer and Senior Fellow for the Center for Global Development, who argue that in the case of Zimbabwe, the sanctions have not effectively met U.S. objectives, including the controversial ZEDERA, or Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act, set in place in early 2000 under former U.S. President George Bush, but said the sanctions for Zimbabwe should be maintained.
In my view, lifting sanctions at this time will merely strengthen Robert Mugabe and the cabal around him by providing a major propaganda victory. The regime will claim that it has vanquished its imperialist oppressors and it now has formal American endorsement.
Moss further disputed Zimbabwe's argument that the sanctions have hurt the country.
The lack of Zimbabwe's progress to date is not an indicator that sanctions per se have failed. Zimbabwe's decline continues primarily because of an entrenched, highly abusive regime combined with very unhelpful regional dynamics.
Honorable Princeton Lyman of the United States Institute of Peace and also senior advisor to the president cautioned against sanctions in all cases, saying often it is harder to lift them than impose them and that they're best used in combination with other strategies.
So the question is, how do you deal with countries like Sudan, like Zimbabwe and others, in which fundamental transformation is necessary to end the conflicts, but also to end the human rights violations? And I think it has to be a combination of a long-term strategy of engagement, perhaps sanctions layered, but linked to individual steps, and building the strong democratic capacities within the country. Because without those, even a change in regime doesn't necessarily produce the peace and democracy you want.
Another reality that Senator Flake, who recently visited Zimbabwe, wanted to know was the effectiveness of U.S. sanctions outside partners like the United Nations or the African Union. To this, Ambassador Lyman said, without support of key players, in the case of Zimbabwe, regional countries or the AU, any U.S. effort to push for UN or other sanctions are futile.
The rule of thumb that we have found is that when the Africans are unified on wanting UN sanctions, we can usually get them through. China and Russia won't say no if the Africans say this is what we want. But when the Africans are divided, the Chinese and the Russians say no.
Meantime, in looking ahead on Zimbabwe, with the uncertainty of President Mugabe's longevity in power, Moss says lifting sanctions on some promising members of the ZANU-PF party could help pave the way for a stronger Zimbabwe ahead.
We have lifted sanctions occasionally on actors that had them before when they have changed their behavior. And I think continuing to make those signals out there is very important for the United States, especially because there's such a high degree of uncertainty of where the international community stands on Zimbabwe.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Praxedis Jeremiah and Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, will be talking with listeners about the cash crisis in Zimbabwe as queues become the order of the day.
Now, if you wish to join the show, please call us on 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Police arrested protesters at the Africa Unity Square.
Zimbabwe's education minister says the newly introduced controversial national pledge is here to stay.
Villagers start accessing fields following the removal of landmines planted by the Rhodesian security forces.
And that's our broadcast this evening.
Please stay tuned for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntungamile Nkomo. This is Ndimiake Mokalielia wishing you a very good evening.
And remember to join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages and visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com. That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
siyabonga ndimi yakhe lo Chris lichona njani mthokazi omuhle siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 9 ngonhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yesterday they staged the robbery for us. Two women came around one of
izolo abesifazana ababili baze kithi lapha phakathi laphakathi wobusuku. Bezenzisa ngani balahlekile bethi bavela e-airport bebuza indlela yokuya kuMrewo.
Kubotshwa abanye babaphatheke emkhankasweni wokuhlala lokulala e-Africa Unity Square eHarare besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Umongameli Mugabe umangalisa abanengi ngokwethusela abalwa impi yenkululeko ngokuthi bangakhohlwa umbhuqazwe weGugurahundi.
Udaba lokuthi uhulumende weBotswana akhanyelisise ukunikeza i-citizenship kulabo abavela ngaphandle lwamukelekile kakhulu ngoba abaningi bebethena down kungela sizathu. Ngaye sebekhuluma nge-point-based system kungaba ngcono kakhulu.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele Botswana sezilethemba lokuthi sezizaqala ukuphiwa incwadi zokuba izizalwane zakulelo lizwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abanye babaphatheke emkhankasweni wokuhlala lokulala egcekeni le-Africa Unity Square eHarare besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe leZANU-PF babotshiwe njalo bagoqela umnumzana Patson Dzamara. Kuvika uMavis Gama.
Omunye wabasinde kulokhu kubotshwa engophila lobugoga unkosikazi Naspa Manyawu uthi kuqale ukubotshwa abahlanu babo izolo.
Because yesterday they staged the robbery for us. Two women came around one of
izolo abesifazana ababili baze kithi lapha phakathi laphakathi wobusuku. Bezenzisa ngani balahlekile bethi bavela e-airport bebuza indlela yokuya kuMrewo. Amajaha bekhona khona labo ababuzisise ukuba balubhekise ngaphi sibisibili. Bona bathi bafuna ukuya kuMrewo. Basebesithi bacela ukuphelekezelwa thina sala badlula ingathi kukhona lapho abaya khona. Baphenduka sebeyisiqubu begijima ngemva kwesikhatshana behlaba umkhosi ukuba kulamasela kanti bekuvele kulamapholisa abecatshile emnyameni phakathi kwamaloa.
Lamhla emini yantambama uManyawu uthi amapholisa ephinde abuya azathatha abanye njalo abayisitshiyagalombili okubalisa unkosazana Linda Masarira obenguyena sikhulumeli sabaphatheke ekutshengiseleni lokhu.
It's around I don't remember the time we decided to
ngisakhumbula isikhathi sibili ukuba bekuyisikhathi bani sithe ngcono siye endlini encane bekule mota nje yohlobo lwe-defender ebimi bugcwadlana nje lalapho besiwuthene khona. Sithe ngokube dlula nje sibone nje sebesehla besiya lapho kulabanye bethu khona. Thina besicabanga ukuthi benza njalo njengehlala yenza bezazidlulela njengalokho abahlezi bekwenza. Kodwa-ke sibone sebethatha abanye bethu bebachovela umuntu wonke emodeni yabo.
UManyawu labanye bakhe abaseleyo basinde ekubotshweni ngoba bebeyedinga indlu encane njalo bathi kabasoze basuke kuleyo ndawo kuze kufezeke abakukhankaselayo. Amapholisa la abikwa eze ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa umhlangano abavame ukungena ngehola lesihlanu nsuku zonke wokwazisana ngokwenzakalayo. Ngesikhathi lolu daba lulotshwa, amagqwetha enhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eyeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abelokhu engakaphenduki eHarare Central Police lapho okusiwe ababotshiweyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe namhla uchiye amalunga ebandla lakhe ebambe owangaphansi ngemva kokutshela iziphathamandla zaleli bandla ukuthi yabalwa impi yenkululeko abafuna umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa athathe isikhundla sakhe. Akumelanga bakhohlwe umbhuqazwe wegugurahundi. Sethula imbiko yakhe emhlanganweni we-Central Committee yaleli bandla eHarare. Umongameli Mugabe uthe inhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko yasungulwa ngenjongo yokunakekela abalwa impi laba, hathi ukukhetha ozathatha isikhundla sikaMugabe. UMugabe ubikwa ebethusele esithi ama-distance akuzama lokho kodwa liyazi lani okwenzakalayo. Kwaba lokulwa, lokubulawa, ubudlwangudlwangu. Asisoze sikuvumele lokho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele Botswana sezilethemba lokuthi sezizaqala ukuphiwa incwadi zokuba izizalwane zakulelo lizwe i-citizenship ngemva kokuba uhulumende ethe usezakhangelisisa indlela akhetha ngayo labo abafuna ukuba ngabe Botswana. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMartin Gwenya uyalandisa.
Lokho kuzange ngemva kokuba iningi lehluleke ukuthola incwadi zokubamba eBotswana ngenxa yokuthi leBotswana liqinise imithetho kulabo abafuna lezi ncwadi, kodwa amalunga edalela eParliament asanda kukhonana esithi ukuqhubeka kuncishwa abavela kwamanye amazwe amaphepha ukuthi babe ngabe eBotswana kubuyisela emuva inqubela phambili kakhulu kwezomnotho. Umnumzana Samson kumamoyo olilunga ledalela eParliament uthi kazwisisi ukuthi kungani ukuthi abavela ngaphandle bengaphiwa incwadi kakhulu abaletha ulwazi olungekho elizweni. Uqhubeke esithi amazwe afana labo Melika babo umnotho ukhula ngenxa yokuvula imingcele besamukela izolwane ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Elinye ilunga ledalela eParliament umzana Biki Butale uthi eleBotswana kumele licabange ukunikeza izalwane zakwamanye amazwe amaphepha okuhlala unompela eBotswana. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuthi kungani abanye abalezimuli njalo bethethe kumbe bendele eBotswana bengaphiwa amaphepha okuhlala eBotswana. Ugatsha olubona ukungena kwabavela phandle kwelizwe luthi luzakhangelisisa kakutsha lolu daba ukuze kusetshenziswe imiklomelo ukukhetha abangaphiwa amaphepha. AbeZimbabwe abalinani eliphezulu belandelele India abadinga incwadi zeBotswana kwakomukele lokhu.
I-points based system siyamukela kakhulu, sibona ngani ingasiza kakhulu ikakhulu thina sesibe lapha isikhathi eside kakhulu esingakhangelelanga ukubuyela ekhaya. I mean for umuntu onjengami oselapha 19 years angeke ngibe ngisafuna ukubuyela ekhaya. Mfisa nje ukuthi singasizakala ngali points based system abafuna ukuyintroduce.
Ngokunjalo unkosazana Mavis Dube uthi baningi abakade beliswa bebiselwa emuva bengaphumeleli ukuthola izithupha zeBotswana.
Udaba lokuthi uhulumende weBotswana akhanyelisise ukunikeza i-citizenship kulabo abavela ngaphandle lwamukelekile kakhulu ngoba abaningi bebe-turn down kungela sizathu. Ngaye sebekhuluma nge-point based system kungaba ngcono kakhulu.
Uhulumende yena uthi uzakhayelisisa zonke indlela angakhulisa ngayo usapho lweBotswana, kodwa isithi uzakwenza lokhu ngokunanzelela iningi ikakhulu eseleminyaka lasuka eZimbabwe lizithola seliqale imuli lezizalwane zeBotswana, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi bahlala nzima ngoba yela maphepha aqondileyo. NginguMartin Gwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisabonga leBotswana.
Kulabahlabeleli beZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa abalichumi asebebumbe umanyano wabo othiwa yiKwaheza Music Production ngenjongo yokuxhasana bathuthukisane. Okhuluma emele inhlanganiso le njalo engomunye wabaculi laba uTezani Spanda uchazisele iStudio 7 okunenge ngenhlanganiso yabo.
Inhlanganiso yethu ibizwa ke ngokuthi iKwayeza Music Productions. Siyisungule ekuqaleni kwalonyaka ke, siyisungule ke singabaculi abayishumi ukuthi sihlanganise abaculi njengoba sahlanganisa nje le nhlanganiso. Siyenzela ukuthi abaculi khona ukuthi ma senza ama-shows noma siperforma somewhere and then sihambe siyihlanganiso nje sinjalo.
Kungani likubone kuqakathekile ukubana lihlangane njengabaculi?
Bone kuqakathekile kakhulu njengamaculi ke basekhaya. Sibone ukuthi abaculi njengathi siyabaningi ke asebe nomkantsho obomvu ke esinabo lana. Sasesibona ke ukuthi emculweni kahle kahle kunento ezinye okunye akuhambi kahle in terms of masibheka ukuthengisa kahle kahle umusic wakithi awuhambi ngendlela. Sabona ke ukuthi uma wenza into uwedwa kahle kahle akuhambi kahle. Sasesibona ke ukuthi ungcono ke sihlanganise njengabaculi sibaningi ukuthi masiya kumashows sihambe sibaningi namasiyenza into ezithile ke. Into masiyenza sibaningi sabona ukuthi iyo into efanelekile. Engingathanda ke ukugcizelela kubaculi bakithi, ngithanda ukugcizelela ukuthi basifanele sibambisane kakhulu kwezo umculo ngoba ngasibheka ke umculo wakithi izinga lawo ungathi liyehla liba phansi kakhulu. Abantu bafanele besibone nathi ukuba sinamandla noma siyakhona ukuyenza lento esiyenzayo. Kepha ke uma uyenza lento uwedwa kahle kahle kugcina ungabonakali into esiyenzayo. Bengalangazelela nabo ukuthi bangayenza like ama-organization ama-associations noma ke sifise ukuthi mhlawumbe kwelinye lamalanga uthole ukuthi abanosizo basize kuleko esikwenzayo sikhona ukuthi nabaculi abanye bangene kule nto esiyenzayo and then iphumelele iye phambili nathi sizibone sesiqhubeka sesisiya kwelinye izinga.
Umnumzana Tedzani Spanda ngomhlabeleli njalo isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeKwayeza Music Production. Sixoxela eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Ku Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelwa sihluzeni bomama sikhangela ukusilela kwemali elizweni. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Abebandla lezombusazwe eleKurdistan Workers Party kwele Turkey bathi yibo abahlasele inkamba yamapholisa esigabeni seMardin esingezansi ngokuya ngempumalanga yelizwe. Kukhangelelwe abantu abangafika inkulungwane ezilithumilane embuthoneni womthandazo emfeni kaMnumzana Mohammed Ali, yena owayedume ngomdlalo wenqindi. Lo mbuthano ozaphunyiswa emsakazweni kamabonakude lasebulentshini be-intanethi wenzelwa eFreedom Hall eLouisville, eKentucky, lapho asungula khona umsebenzi wakhe wenqindi ngo-1916. Unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru ubekhangelelwe ngabanengi ukuthi uzakhokhela ibandla elingathatha intambo zombuso kubandla leZANU-PF kusukela ekuxotsheni kwakhe kubandla leZANU-PF wazisa ukuba uzakhokhela ibandla leZimbabwe People First. Kodwa ngemva kwenyanga ezimbalwa sekuphoselwana aqatha kuleli bandla abanye besithi sebesuka bebuyela kubandla leZANU-PF. Kambe kungaba kusenzakalani kuleli bandla ebesiliphe abanengi ithemba? Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya endawonye lesikhulumeli sebandla leZimbabwe People First uMnumzana Methuseli Moyo onguye oqala lingxoxo.
kubandla lethu eZimbabwe Police Force konke kuhamba kuhle okutsho ukuliqinisa ukuthi kuke kwaba lembiko kumaphephandaba ukuthi kulokunye okungahambi kuhle ngokubona kwethu impiko leyo singaza ke sithi ingamanga kodwa okuliqinisa kusuke kwengezwa bekulenhluthanyana ezincane sezilungisiwe ngikhuluma kuza kulahlupho konke kuyahamba kuhle ibandla liqhubekela phambili
nanto daba babangwenya ngokuzwa kakho wena ubona ungani okukhulunywa ngubaba umoyo lapha uyakuzwisisa
ngiyaqinisa ukuthi phela sebe sijabula ukuthi nxa amaqembu aphilisayo semaningi kuyakuzafaka i-pressure izani ukuphile futhi guquke kodwa inkinga engilayo ngeze-m p f ukuthi phela antsho vele abantu bakhona bonke baphuma kwizanu p f abaningi bakhona abanye ngibadejakuhla ku-m p c so vele ama-strains lana ezanu p f lana ubudlwangudlwangu lobuqholo lobucili kuvele kukhona abanye kuswelakale antsho sesizathwa khona ujim kunaka abaqala ukungena sebephumile sebebile kwizanu p f so kuzafunika umbuzo ukuthi nxa umoya khube akula nkinga endlozi hamba kuhle ngabe yakhuluma iqiniso wenzela ukuthi thina ama-analyst sincedise lathi inkulumo zethu ukuthi into zibhalansa kanjani kodwa nxa besithi khona uhamba kuhle kodwa amaphepha esithi khona kula bantu abaphumayo kulo kuxabana kula ma-disturbance khanya vele iqiniso lakhona so zivele zithi uhamba kanjani
nanto daba babamoya
ngiyakuzwa okukhulunywa ngobaba uNgwenya kodwa njengoba senzilo abantu ababili abathathu abavele besazakala vele ukuthi balohlupho nalapho abavela khona babe lohlupho bafika ebandleni sabayimukela ngohlupho lwabo lolu umuntu nxa evele elokwakhe akucatshelwayo elo hlanga lwakhe bathi isikhwehle kasintshi kukhala kwaso abanye batho njalo yibo bona ababantu babe babili bebathathu kodwa thina kithi njengebandla akusoduko ngoba kuyonto esehlulayo hhayi bathilo bona ababili abathathu ukuthi bafuna ukubuyela lapho ababekhona kodwa hhayi ngathi ngabavalelisa ukuthi babuyele ngiyamuzwa iNgwenya ukuthi kumele kukhulunywe iqiniso lolelo engilikhulumayo i-politics ikakhulu nxa iphathi inkulu kulabantu abaningi eZimbabwe kula sikolo sepolitics omunye umuntu abeyifundela khonapho labantu abavela emaphathini amaningi athiyeneyo izanu yaleya iqambayo o-m d c ozaphu mnavela kuzaphu abanye babevele bengekho kupolitics yimbiza kuyaphekwa sile program ete kuthiwa i-inclusivity ukunxazenza ama-structure sifaka wonke umuntu khangela ukuthi abantu bavele endaweni ezijeneyo sifuna bahlangane kuzeze kibandla eliqinileyo yikho sikwenzayo abanye ne bathathwa ludumo besuka lapho abasuka khona becabanga ukuthi lapho abakhona kuzafika kube njengalapho ababesuka khona bafica kunganjalo yikho bebuyela bazabuyela bodwa
nanto daba mnumzana Ngwenya uyavumelana laye yini lapho baba umoya
uyabona inkinga yakhona yokuthi phela i-politics ngama-impression i-brand yakhona veispam i-brand entsha enjengezimpf babefanele babe sebekwazi bona ukuthi vele ama-infiltrators ezanu p f akhona kanti kungani ama-systems abo engafaki inipethi kuhle kwenzela ukuthi umuntu wonke ongenayo nxa vele kuthiwa khona ilunga esiwa ngujim kunaka liyangena epartini vele hleli kwazi ukuthi i-system yekuvesa kayimanga kuhle kathi esibantu sikhangelane lama-elections ngo-2018 ama-candidates akhona bayebebathethe ngabo yiwo ama-same candidates abazabengavotelwa ngabantu yabona kanti yiwo amathi abazawuthi sifina kuzanu p f ukuthi yohamba lama-sist abo suba lama-by-elections so mina ngibona ngathi engxenye ama-systems ama-opposition parties kabale ama-systems kababe lama-systems akwazi ukuthi babe becenga abantu bekhipha umsobho abantu abangamanga kuhle ngoba ama-infiltration ivele ikhona kodwa njengoba bengijike ukuthi kufanele kube leqiniso ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi nxa bevotela i-zim p f bavotela i-zim p f e-independent atho ama-artifacts amafufu ezanu p f
nanto daba mnumzana moyo uyavumelana la yini uNgwenyanga lokhu akutshoyo
ngiyakuzwa uNgwenya akutshoyo ukucenga akutshoyo khonokho okwenzakalayo yikucenga kwangikhona khonokho i-politics yinto esingathi thina ivolontari umuntu uyaziyela yedwa ethi ngizojoyina akunzima loba umshona loba unjani waza kuthi empilweni lwana hayi wona abakobana sibafuna abakobana sibafuna siyamyekela ngene nxa esephakathi elandela okwakulandileyo nxa ebona kuzokuzehlula mbezokunzima uzaphuma njengabona abaphumileyo ephume enjani ahambe i-infiltration yinto evele ihlala ikhona kupolitics ungaza kuyibalekele ikakhulu nxa ubhekane le government ngokuthi iphathe njengezalo kuphela
hayi isikhathi sesingasavumi ungasigqibela uhlelo lwethu mnumzana Ngwenya
iqiniso ngoba esifanele sikwazi ukuqonda le yamaye lokhetho lwelo kubhathekileyo ilunga ngathi iqembu ngale iqembu elitsha kumbe elikhona kakube lendlela zokucinga abukwenzeka ukuthi abantu abazabe bekhethwa ube babe ngama-office bearers babe bangama-candidates kumbe yizimpeople fes kumbe i-MDC kumbe i-national constituency ngababe lama-systems ayenza ukuthi kube lama-candidates ale-credibility ukwenzela ukuthi na abantu sibe siyavota babe beqinisa ukuthi i-brand yakhona ayisobrand ezakhinasibisela kwi-ZANU PF.
Lo ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe, ubexoxa endawonye lesikhulumeli sebandla leZimbabwe People First, umnumzana Methuseli Moyo, bebelo Chris Gande wo Studio 7.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela mshweshwe,
lamlela nampa bafube mbula.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela.
Uhlelo lwezemaphandleni namhla ngikhangela ukonakala kwemigwaqo eya emaphandleni osokuphazamise kakhulu inhlelo zentuthuko. Ngilesakhamuzisa kombimba umnumzana Difa Dube. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Dube.
Ngiyabonga ukwasehlelweni babungoma.
Bayakhala abantu abaningi ngokonakala kwemigwaqo, kwenzakalani?
Isimo esikhangelane laso laphana emakhaya kunzima kakhulu. Akukhethelekile ukuthi noma kungaphi, but yonke indawo nje elizwe lonke leZimbabwe bakhangelane lohlupho olufanayo. Imigwaqo sekulokho yagejwa ngamanzi ngaleyo mnyaka eyadlulayo, kwabuya kwaphinda njalo kwaphinda njalo. Ayikho i-maintenance ekhona eyenzakeleyo noma etshengiselayo ukuthi mhlambe kulento engcono, njalo etshengisela ukuthi zindlela ezisetshenziswa ngabantu phose nsuku zonke.
Ukonakala kwemigwaqo lokho ungathi kuphazamisa inhlelo zentuthuko ngandlela bani?
Kuyaphazamisa kakhulu babunkomo, ngoba njalo ukonakala kwemigwaqo kusho njalo ngokuthi ikufa kwalezo zimota ezihamba kuleyo mgwaqo. Kunjenje njengoba sikhuluma, eminye imigwaqo kathesi ngikhangele njengendlela esuka ePlumtree isiya kumakhulela akusela bhasi ehamba khona. Izimota zenezi ezincane amakhumbi laba zama ukuthi bancengise khona ukuthi bathwala abantu, ukuthi bathwala abantu babahambise emadorobheni, ayahamba insukwana ezimbili ezintathu ikhumbi imota leyo iyabisisile. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngokuthi kunjalo umuntu uyagula ekumakhulela. Nxa egula ekumakhulela akatholi i-transport ezamthwala emhambise ePlumtree ukuthi efika kudokotela ngesikhathi sesemasinyane. Kuyenza isimo lempilo zabantu zikhinyabezeke kakhulu into eyenzakala leyana emgoqweni. Njalo lokuthi abantu ababefisa ukwenza izinto zamabhizinisi mhlambe endaweni ezi-remote ezikhatshana lasemadorobheni, sekusiba nzima ukuthi ngoba bathwale izinto zabo noma bahambe baye kuyiza amabhizinisi endaweni ezikhatshana, ngoba uzakhangelana lendleko yepetrol, uzakhangelana lendleko yokufa kwemota, uzakhangelana lendleko yokudileya isikhathi andubana ucabange ukuthi mhlambe kube khona into oyithola kulelo bhizinisi lakho. Nxa ngibala lezo zinto ezine already sekukupha i-loss, sekusipha umuntu inhliziyo ukuthi angasafisi ukuthi ahambe ayekwenza lutho kulezo zindawo ezingathi zingaphandle kwamadolobha.
Ibhoda yeMayitengwe Dube yakhiwe eminyakeni esanda kwedlula, kodwa ungakhangela umgwaqo osuka ePlumtree usiyangena kwele Botswana ngalungcele, wonakele umgwaqo akuhambeki.
Ngiphe nje umzekeliso kule ndawo nxa usuka ebhoda eMayitengwe ungakajoyini i-main road kule strip eziyabout 2 kilometers. I-strip lesiyana sayibhotshwa ngamabhasi akusahambeki. Behluleka nje kona ukuthi baye-greater that little strip sensale sincane kuphela. Izimota ezingena ebhoda eMayitengwe laphana ziningi kakhulu, njalo imali eziyenzayo mina ngidinga ngizibuze ukuthi kathi sekuloko kwahlatshelwa kwathiwa i-devolution of power. I-devolution of power yakhona kathi isebenzani, ngoba imali eyenziwa kuleyo mngcwele le efana Mayitengwe ayikho ngisho lento eyodwa ebonisayo ukuthi kule bhoda ikhona lapha eMayitengwe.
Nxa sikhangela amakliniki, izikolo, izibhedlela zemaphandleni, kulobubelo na kumbe lakho konakele njengemigwaqo?
Yonke into elizweni lakithi kuyehla konke kuye phansi emgodini. Ngendlela okwehla ngakhona kusemgodini akukho okuyinto okutshengiselayo ukuthi kule progress noma kulento entsha eyenzakalayo. Isikolo mhlawumbe nxa kube lenhlanhla wathola ukuthi isikolo sipendiwe, kuyabe kukuthi i-committee yakuleyo ndawo yegcinisa ihlanganisa izimali ukuthi bayenze ama-projects bezame ukuvuselela indawo zakibo.
Kuphoselwa ukucina Dube.
Kubaphathi bakithi ngisho kusuka from kuma-councillors kusiya kuma-MPs kusiya kumongameli welizwe. sicela ukuthi abantu bakithi asisebenzeleni indawo zakithi okweqiniso sike siyekele ukuthi nxa sithi sisebenzele indawo zakithi sigcobisane udaka emehlweni sicelana kutshelwa abantu ukuthi akuyasetshenzelwa endaweni zakithi njalo kuyakulethwa i-development endaweni zakithi kungela ngitsho lento eyodwa eyenzakalayo ibhoda emaitengwe nasiyana sake saphonyiswa kodwa i-40,000 iphumile ngitsho lakathese akukula nto etshengiselayo ukuthi ibhoda emaite kuthi kule development eyenzakalayo izinto zonke azikhutshwe elizweni ngendlela efanelekileyo ukwenzela ukuthi le dignity yethu thina nxa singabantu bezimbabwe singathi nxa sihamba kwezinye indawo uthi mina ngumuntu ezimbabwe uthola ukuthi ungumuntu ongathi ulahlekile kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu leyana baba unkomo
hhayi bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo Dube siyabonga
siyabonga baba unkomo ngibonge njalo lakibo bonke abalaleli be-studio 7 ngibonge njalo labo bonke abantu engangihlala ngihamba ngihlangana labo besitsho bebonga lokuthi bayasilalela i-studio 7 njalo kuqhubeke kunjalo beletha inhlelo eziliqiniso ebantwini bakithi bomphakathi ngiyabonga baba
belilalele uhlelo lwezemabhandleni ngixoxa lesakhamuzi sakombimba umnumzana Difa Dube asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki eza
namlela mshweshwe
namlela nampa wafowembula
kwezemidlalo lamhlanje umqeqeshi weqembu lamajaha aleminyaka engaphansi kwamachumi amabili elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu uMandla Mpofu uthi ulethemba lokuthi leli qembu lizanqoba ele Cameroon ngesonto emdlalweni ozadlalelwa khona le kwele Cameroon kuviga uJoseph Njanji
Iqembu leZimbabwe kumele linqobe leCameroon ukuze lidlulele phambili kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu azaphatheka kumncintiswano weAfrica Under 20 Cup of Nations owazaqhutshelwa elizweni leZambia ngomnyaka ozayo. Abafana beZimbabwe behluleka ukusebenzisa ithuba lokudlala besekhaya emavikini adlileyo. Umdlalo wehlandlela kuqala waphela zingutshiki lobhanqa kungela qembeleni elisekulitshayela emambuleni. Ukuze bedlulele kusigaba esilandelayo lapho abazabe bezadlala khona leqembu elimela ilizwe leLibya. Abafana beZimbabwe kumele benqobe bedlala bengekho ekhaya njalo umqeqeqeshi wabo uMandla Mpofu uthi bazimisele ukunqoba khona le Cameroon.
Igame le bayimelele yakubona ngedlabuzana abalalo ngani ngoba amankazana lawo lahambile eCameroon abuya abuya kuhle abafana amanda 23 lawa bahambile lapho aphenduka le something so lawo bakhangela ukuthi hayi kanti thina ke ungani kule kuyimotivation okunjalo.
Emdlalweni wokuqala uMpofu bengumsekeli kaJairo Stapira njalo uzibambe esidukwini ngemva kokuba uTapira esethole umsebenzi elizweni leSouth Africa lapho azabe eqeqesha khona iqembu leBlack Leopards. Ngemva komdlalo wehlandla lokuqala uTapira ukhonone ngamalungiselelo abengahambi kuhle kodwa uMpofu uthi yonke into isihlangene njalo amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle kathesi.
Konke kuqale kahle ende zonke izinto zihamba ngohlelo kungani kulokuyi improvement okuyimpumelelo okukhona in terms of organization and abafana bonke ayisobizwe babuyile and hayi ikhangani uzahamba kuhle.
Iqembu lamaYoung Warriors likhangelelwe ukuphakama kusasa ngolwesine ebusuku njalo lizadlula ngaseNairobi eKenya lingakadluleli kwele Cameroon. Kusenjalo iqembu lamaWarriors lilubhekise kwele Namibia. Ukuyaphatheka kumncintiswano walonyaka wenkezo yeCOSAFA Castle Cup ozaqala ngempela viki ebuyayo. Abafana bakaKalisto Basua bakusibaya sikaGroup A ndawonye leSwaziland, iSeychelles kanye leMadagascar njalo bazadlala leqembu leSwaziland emdlalweni wabo wokuqala ngomgqibelo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Isikhathi sisavuma ukuba nasiqhubeke sisonke zihlobo esithandekayo kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kubotshwa abanye babaphatheke emkhankasweni wokuhlala lokulala e-Africa Unity Square eHarare besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwele Botswana sezilethemba lokuthi sezizaqala ukuphiwa incwadi zokuba izizalwane zakulelo lizwe i-citizenship. kwanele okwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo ngelitshiya kuhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk lilale.